The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Teams that play in the Pacific time zone have proposed a rule to be discussed at next week's league meetings that would limit the number of early games they can play. No team will be scheduled to play more than three away games with a scheduled kickoff time prior to 1 p.m. in the time zone of their home stadium, except with that team's consent.
I don't know. It does seem kind of fair.
West Coast teams should always be allowed to have a 3 o'clock kickoff.
I don't understand why they don't.
It's that time of year where ESPN has to pull stuff out of its tail. They did a list of the 20 best athletes of the last 20 years. But number one, they have Tiger Woods. And LeBron is two.
I might go LeBron one.
Number three, Peyton Manning. Number four, NASCAR driver Jimmy Johnson. Number five, Roger Federer. Number six, Annika Sorenstam. Number seven, Michael Schumacher. Number eight, Floyd Mayweather. Number nine, Marta. Your guess is as good as mine. I don't know what a Marta is. Number 10, Usain Bolt.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero in the snow part, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first 2 hours. That's some of what you missed. It's been a fun couple of hours. All available on podcastarena.com, or certainly will be shortly. And we welcome in our SportsMap 94.1 listeners who join us now. And
hello, Matt.
Actually, SportsMap 94.1 is going to get us exclusively for an hour on Thursday because A&M basketball.
Nice.
In the tournament. So is that correct, John? We're going to...
Yes, sir.
We'll be broadcasting live at Cowboys and Indians on Thursday. And then Friday, we will be back over at Prime Social again.
All right.
You guys going to play again?
Haven't decided.
I haven't decided either because I think it's going to depend on how many people sign up. Because if there's 70 people again, there's no point in us playing because one of us would have to miss an hour of the show if we made the final table.
Right.
And it's going to be frowned upon.
But I'm not going to get there right at noon. I'll check in with Granato and Lance and find out how many players are there. And if there's like 35 or 40.
Maybe.
Yeah. Then I'll come in and buy in at say 1 o'clock and start playing then. Couple of things from the gym of the day. 210 says, breaking into a bookstore. What a novel idea. Drunk Bevo, I hope they throw the book at him.
Guys.
Thieves usually don't have the spine.
Guys.
Oh. I'm almost sorry I brought that story up. This Alabama school counselor is a huge Bama fan. She's got Bama stuff all over her Facebook. She's 35, was involved with an 18-year-old student who attends Vinemont High School, where she was the counselor and has been for 3 years. And the report says the relationship escalated from snaps and texts to, you know. Yeah. The principal said, everybody needs to be aware in any profession. This started out through Snapchat and text messaging.
Jong.
And gradually escalated to become more. And once we discovered that, we investigated the situation. We had to take some action on it. The Barnett said that the student didn't have any interaction at the school that he was aware of. But the sheriff's office said that after receiving information, they corroborated the initial complaint. She was placed under arrest. $10,000 bond. Her Facebook page says she attended Athens State University and held previous positions as a math teacher and counselor before she got the council job here. Her name, Chastity Waddell McCray.
There you go. Chastity.
Yeah. Not very good there.
No. Not your flavor?
No. I would have to say on the beer scale, I'd have to be...
42 beers?
It's one of those where... I'd be so drunk I couldn't do it. That's where the beer scale is on that one.
Okay.
Let's squeeze in a call. Charles, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey guys, you guys are pretty open about your affinity for the weed. I just want to know, is that kind of awkward around your spouses and your kids, and especially you, Fred, now that you've got older kids, what do they think about your habit? And AJ, congrats on becoming very famous. I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you very much.
Honestly, I've been real open with both of them about it and just told them, hey, I like to smoke weed, and have also told them that I prefer they not, but if they choose to, I'd rather they let me get it for them than one of their friends and let them try it. But they're not interested, and I believe them. And I think with everything, it's always been better. I've had a real good relationship with both of them and being able to talk to them about pretty much everything. And I don't know what the best way to parent is. I just know that I'm honest with my kids and they're honest with me. And that's how, you know, that's how our relationship has been. And, you know, my daughter will tell me that she thinks I drink too much and stuff like that. And that's totally cool. I mean, we were able to have these conversations and, you know, and they're an impressionable age. But I got to tell you, anything that I'm talking about on air here, they've heard 1,000 times over at school already. And it's, you know, they're much more advanced than I was at my age. And I had to grow up pretty early.
Right.
I mean, when my parents got divorced, I had to help raise my brothers, and it was not easy, but, you know, so I grew up pretty fast, but there's so much more out there now. They have access to so much more. Best thing you can do is just, you know, I just tell them, say, yeah, like I, and they've known that for a while. Now they didn't know it when they were 9 or 10, but when they got old enough to where they'd understand it, absolutely. And I've always told them if they want to, if they have questions about any of that stuff, ask. I'll talk to them. And I do. We have very open conversations about stuff. Doesn't make me right. I'll say that.
So for me, I don't really mess with it that much unless I'm in a state where it's legal, and then I partake heavily. but my wife is fine with that. She doesn't care. My kids don't listen to the show, so
yeah, they're not old enough yet.
Yeah,
a couple of years, you'll probably have to have that conversation. But yeah, you know, my wife doesn't anymore because of her job, but she used to smoke weed with me. She was fine with it.
Yeah.
She's Canadian. They, you know how they are. Hell, that they're so open about it up there. I remember one year we were up there for Christmas, and you go outside the bar where people were smoking cigarettes, you know, the cigarette area, and there's a couple people just like, hey, you guys want some weed? And like, yeah, absolutely. And just right out there in the open. And that kind of caught me off guard, but yeah, it was pretty cool. And I guess they're legalizing up there now too, which will be nice. That'll be a fun 2 weeks. Now that I can legally partake when I go up there,
that's when it's best.
Yeah, but you know, and that's the thing. I mean, I'm a firm believer that it should be legal, and I love that the city of Houston has done what it does. But you know, I mean, it's. The best thing with kids is just tell them the truth, and try to do that with the show, with everything. Just be honest. And if you're honest, then you don't have to make stuff up.
Yeah.
Do you think teachers were having a relationship with students 10 to 20 years ago? I remember my English teacher, yes, and all the students wanted to hook up with her. It was a common fantasy among the whole school. But back then, it did not seem like that stuff was happening. Yeah, I think it was. I think it's just...
Oh, it was.
The thing is, now, it's when you start sexting and stuff like that, there's a record.
Yep.
And as far as we've come with technology, it's easier to get caught at stuff like that. Believe me, and I'm sure that there's some divorce lawyers that listen to the show that could tell us all about that, how one of their clients got caught or how the opposing counsel's client got caught using that stuff.
That's the way it works out.
And or DMs on Twitter or Facebook or any of those things. You got to be real careful with that stuff. So I've heard. I mean, allegedly. Right. I don't know anything about that.
Right.
Of course. But, you know, that's why there's a lot of listeners that aren't on Facebook or Twitter. Because for that reason. And I don't blame them. But, yeah, it's hard to get away with anything anymore with the way technology is. But got to be smart about it. Burner phones.
Yep.
At least that's what I've seen on Law & Order episodes. They all have burner phones. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And I hope everybody's having an awesome Tuesday. Hope you got a chance to get outside a little bit. And, you know, it's a nice day today. We got one of those really good days.
Damn fine day.
Yeah. This is. Did you ride your motorcycle today?
No.
This would have been a day to do it.
It would have been, but I had too much stuff because I had jiu-jitsu and it was just, I just had too much stuff.
As a kid growing up in Houston through junior high and high school, we knew which teachers went out with the students. It was an understanding, and I was never lucky enough to be one of those students. I did know of a there was an assistant coach when I was in school that we all was pretty sure was hitting a bunch of the girls. Black Greg says social media ruined the creep game.
Yeah, kind of.
And 832 says it was happening with texting today. There are a lot more opportunities for students and teachers to explore that interest. That's probably true. Because in the old days, you probably had to go on like a field trip or something like that.
Yeah.
In order to get that opportunity. And then, you know, now if you can, you know, you connect via the texting and everything, and then you start sending pictures, and then you start finding ways to, yeah, I could see that. I'm against it, for the record, for all kidding aside.
Right.
I think it's totally inappropriate. And frankly, I have a problem with college professors that hit their students. I mean,
Not illegal, right?
It's not illegal. It's kind of frowned upon, but not even. And I had a couple, I know a couple that dated students, and they were single and the students were single. It was cool, but I think that relationship is, you know, I'm uncomfortable with it, but I'm an old prude. I think we've already established that.
Yeah, I don't know. I remember finding it very offensive when Donald Sutherland was having sex with his
in Animal House. House. Yeah, well, but she had a boyfriend.
She had a boyfriend.
Yeah, he was inserting himself into a relationship.
Yeah, that's
and we had to see his butt.
Completely inappropriate.
Yeah, I'm going to go with a negative, although apparently he had really good weed.
Professor Jennings.
Can I buy some pot from you? God, I love that movie.
Great movie. Great movie. All right, guys. Now's the time to save big on your carpet cleaning, your air ducts, your tiles, your upholstery with Dirt-Free Carpet. Right now, they'll clean one room free with any purchase, which means you pay for one room, they're going to clean the second one absolutely free. Can't beat that deal. 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373. Go chemical-free with Dirt-Free Carpet. They're using powerful engines that create high-pressure steam made from their patented super water. Your carpets are fresh, deep clean without soap or unhealthy dirt attracting chemicals. They've been doing it for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. Give them a call right now, 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373. Tell them you heard it here. You'll get one room of carpet cleaned free with any purchase, and they'll throw in a free speed dry. 281-347-8373 for Dirt-Free Carpet.
Yeah, I feel proud just shaking your hand. And by your side is where I'll stand. Because you lay it on the line for this.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on the Blitz. And I'll go ahead and do this now. Calling all Owls fans, Rice Baseball takes on national powerhouse Texas A&M tonight at 6:30. So you still got time. If you get in the car right now, it's 6:18. If you speed, you can get there by the end of the first inning. And don't miss your opportunity to see two premier college baseball teams face off at Reckling Park. Tickets start as low as $12. For single game ticket information, call 713-348-OWLS or visit ricehouse.com/BSBTIX. Jong, has your new Comicast hit?
Yes, it dropped today.
And
we went over the Infinity War, the second trailer. And by the way, that sucker outsold Black Panther's pre-sale tickets.
Really?
And Black Panther broke the record for pre-sale. And
Black Panther's in Infinity Wars, correct?
Yeah, he is. And it did it in like 6 hours.
Interesting. I finally saw Justice League. It wasn't as bad as you sold it.
I mean,
I kind of enjoyed it, actually.
It's not as... It's the reviews, I thought, should have gotten like 60, 70% on Rotten Tomatoes, but it got like a 40, which I thought it was a little unfair. But You know,
yeah. I mean, it wasn't great, but yeah. it was better than you sold it. Because I watched a couple movies on demand this week. That was one of them.
I mean, I would rather undersell it than oversell it, right?
Right, right. That generally works better. I can't remember the other one we saw, but it was it wasn't bad. What the heck was it? Oh well, it'll come back to me. Holly said I had a creepy Lifetime movie style obsession with our football coach in high school. Okay.
How'd that work out?
I don't know. I don't know. But, you know, hey. No, nope, never mind. But
probably best to just go with never mind.
Yeah. Somebody asked, watching season one of Longmire, it's kind of slow. Does it get better? Actually, the first three or four episodes are kind of slow. Then it really picks up. But I liked it.
I love that show.
And I'm on the books now, which are even better. Because the books, at least I'm on the third one I'm reading now, and he's got like, I don't know, 15 of them or something. And I'm not reading them in order. I just like read the 12th book. But in the books, the deputies aren't really important except for Moretti. And so Vic and Standing Bear are the main characters in the book besides him. And he has a big dog.
Okay.
But in the books, Vic is just a total badass. She's like a... You know, she drives like a monster. She's a great shooter. She loves killing stuff. She's like a female version of him.
Is TV show Vic hot or not hot?
Hit and miss.
It's kind of where I'm at.
And Roger reminded me, she was in the last Riddick movie. She played the chick bounty hunter in the last Riddick movie, which is what I knew her from.
Okay.
But I'd say attractive, but not...
Not like mind-blowing.
No, I would say... Probably 6 drinks on the scale.
Really?
Maybe 7.
So you wouldn't even do that sober?
No, because there's something about her face that kind of freaks me out.
She does have a weird face. Yeah. But, I mean, they do a good job of, like, emphasizing her body.
Yeah.
Which is strong.
Right. And that's definitely, I mean, I'm a big fan of her body. But, yeah, the face is a little just different.
Yeah. It's kind of horsey, kind of, I don't know. I don't know how to describe it.
I don't know if it's quite horsey. It's just she kind of has a really flat, like her face is kind of flat and like her nose kind of looks weird. I don't know what it is.
Well, yeah, she's one of those ones that I'm like, maybe not. It's hard to tell.
Vegas, 6 or 7 drinks. Yes, definitely.
Definitely, Ben.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, I loved you in Longmire. You're so hot.
Yeah, the best. You're my favorite show. It's my favorite movie.
The best part was when they would just show your face up close, man. That was so awesome.
Because your face is so beautiful.
You're so much better than the character in the book.
Yeah, yeah. Lies.
Yeah. Lies, damn lies. And it's like, I don't know. I heard your podcast. That's not what you said.
She doesn't listen to our podcast. Trust me.
Oh, somebody's going to send it to her now, and she's going to be like, what?
I don't care.
Yeah, because that's really going to happen.
Yeah.
That opportunity of me. But... She's definitely a 6.5 on my drink scale. So there you go. That's how I balance these things. So you just insulted all the Battlestar Galactica nerd listeners. Is she a Battlestar Galactica person?
No idea.
Yeah, I don't know. I never really got into that show, which isn't all that surprising. But I don't know. I'm a big sci-fi guy.
Yeah, it's your wheelhouse.
Yeah, but for some reason that one just never captured me. I don't know. Somebody said, what about Walt's daughter, Katie, or Caddy, as the Miss? She doesn't spell her name right. I'm against that, too. She spells it C-A-D-Y, and that's supposed to be Katie.
It's weird.
Yeah, yeah. That to me, that takes 2 points off her score. Yeah. So I'm going to go with probably 8 drinks for her. So she's an 8 on the drink scale.
Okay.
So I'd have to be a little drunker. So, 713-780-ESPN. Now, let's be fair. I'm like a 30 on their drink scale. You know, so, I mean,
you
know, we're talking about me
right,
and my perception. So, therefore, that's just, you know, that's why we're going. See, the Yankees and Red Sox may be playing in London in 2019.
Oh, really?
It's kind of strange. I mean, at least you're sending one of the best rivalries.
Yeah.
But it's not a Jaguar game.
Well, I mean, that's better than what football gives. Yeah. I don't know why we're so obsessed with London and Mexico City. Like,
I don't know either.
I mean, I guess I kind of understand it with baseball because it's kind of, it's more, I don't want to say it's a dying sport, but it's not a thriving sport like the NFL.
Yeah, it's, but I do think, like, basketball probably got international better than anybody.
Yeah.
And so, and you see that Chinese market and what it's done for them. So I'm guessing the other sports are just saying, okay, we'll dip our toe in it. But baseball's, I mean, to me, wouldn't you be better off if you're baseball focusing on Mexico City or?
I would think so.
Panama.
Yeah.
Venezuela, places like that. Maybe have games there. NFL, I think you're always going to be an American centered sport. I mean, I just don't think you're gonna get a great market elsewhere. You'll get people from the States who've moved to England. You know, when you go over there,
that'd be
for the
guess.
Most part. But
you don't think the Yanks,
the Yanks?
Yeah, this is that Yank game. We don't want to watch that.
I don't like Yanks. They took away our colonies.
Got a lot better games to watch over here on the pitch.
They took our colonies.
Yeah.
Those Boston people especially, that Tea Party. I still think the NFL should... I still think Toronto would be a good market for the NFL, but it's so close to Buffalo, I just don't know that would work. It's a good market, but... And the one thing...
They're good how they are, I think.
Kind of, yeah, I mean... You've got small markets, but you can get by with that because it doesn't really matter where you are. Like, you could put a team in San Antonio. It wouldn't really matter. It's like Nashville's not a – Nashville and Jacksonville are not great markets in terms of size.
No.
But they're big enough for football because
– They're big enough. Well, in Nashville particularly, Nashville, they sell out.
Yeah.
Jacksonville, not so much.
Well, they did this year. So,
yeah,
because
the team's
they won.
Good. Yeah, things are a little better.
But the reality is you're only talking about 10 games a year for the most part. And you can fill a stadium for that in Nashville and Jacksonville. But you don't want too many. Buffalo, you better get a stadium at some point.
Yeah, they don't seem in any rush for that.
But Green Bay is different.
But Buffalo's another place where they're always sold out.
Yeah, yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Yeah, now that I'm done with Longmire, I'm going to have to find something else. I've been kind of scouting. I guess I've got Sneaky Pete Season 2's out now.
I finished it last night.
How was it?
It's good.
Is it?
Yep.
It's not really a ringing endorsement.
And they're set up for Season 3.
Okay.
So.
All right, yeah.
I don't know if it was as good as Season 1, but it was pretty good.
Yeah, by the end of season one, I was kind of getting a little bored with it.
There was a little bit of a plot twist at the end of this one, so I liked it. They caught me off guard a little.
Well, that's good. I like being caught off guard.
All right, I got to tell you about Cody. Cody, in August, was working at a big box electronics store, not making the money he wanted, working more hours than he needed. Last month, he started his IT career, making more money, working less hours. If you hate what you do, don't get boxed in. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. You don't have computer experience or training, no problem. This is what they do, transitioning people into an IT career. You attend classes on campus or live online 2 or 3 times a week, and you'll get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school, too. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science, guys. It's My Computer Career.
Like the night sky, I speak like I know things. The truth is I'm blind. No, I can't read.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 281, first time listening, not a fan.
Okay.
Hey.
Give it time. Give it time.
Welcome to the Thunderdome, bitch.
Sooner or later, you'll get... The thing is, sooner or later, we'll get around to something that interests you. And a lot of people, the first time they listen to the show, are like, what the hell is this? I've always compared us to alcohol. It's like some people, the first time they had a drink, they're like, oh, this is awesome. And then some people are like, ugh, I heard this was great. And now that's all you do is drink. So just give it time. And we're not for everybody.
That's all right.
Which is cool. But
that's all right, man.
So I have some movie news for you.
Give it to me.
You tell me if either...
Give it to me.
You tell me if either of these interest you.
Okay.
Sherlock Holmes 3 is in the works, apparently.
I don't care
Robert
about
Robert Downey
that.
Jr. See, I love pretty much all things Sherlock Holmes. Here's a little known useless fact for you. Second most film fictional character. Sherlock Holmes.
Second most known?
Second most filmed.
Second most filmed. Who's number one? Spider-Man?
No.
Batman?
No.
Who?
Dracula.
Who would have thought?
Or Jesus, depending on your, you know, if you want to go take. Fiction. Yeah. But no, is Dracula
You're
one?
Pissed off the people now.
That was just for the guy who said he's not a fan of the show.
Who's to say that Dracula is not...
not real? I don't know, but as far as we know, fictional character. And then also Indiana Jones 5 in the works.
Oh, I don't care about that.
I am so passing on that.
Definitely don't care about that.
So there you go. Just a little movie news for you.
And another fun fact, both last two iterations of Sherlock Holmes are going to be in Avengers Infinity War. Both Benedict Cumberbatch and Robert Downey Jr. So Sherlock Bros.
Well,
look at there.
And to be honest, the Benedict Cumberbatch's Sherlock greater than Robert Downey Jr.'s, but Robert Downey Jr.'s was pretty damn awesome.
Yeah.
And plus the Benedict Cumberbatch one, which was it's set in modern times, which is really cool. It's a nice little twist on it, but Martin Freeman's in that as Watson. If you've never seen Sherlock on BBC, it's worth your time.
And Martin Freeman also in the MCU. He plays Everett Ross. He was in Black Panther and also in Captain America: Civil War. So they're all interconnected somehow.
Interesting. So 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And I cannot remember this. This is what happens when you get old. You forget what movie you watched over the weekend. So I know I watched Justice League.
I watched Murder on the Orient Express.
That's the other one I watched.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I thought it was
forgettable.
It was. It wasn't a waste of time, but it wasn't. It was okay.
I thought it was okay too. And I didn't think it was anything special. So I mean, it was fine. It just was fine.
Yeah, it was okay.
Honestly, and if I hadn't seen it, I wouldn't be sad. Now that I think about it,
yeah, so. I don't feel like I would have missed anything. But here's honest opinion for that cast. I thought it was a disappointment.
I'll give you that
because they had such a great cast, and I had high expectations for that. And but yeah, I'm going to go with, that was the other one I watched. That's why I couldn't remember, because it wasn't memorable
like I said,
at all.
Yeah, it's pretty forgettable.
Yeah. So 713-780-ESPN is your number. I have some science for you, if you'd like that.
Okay. Pro science.
You like wine?
Yeah.
Apparently, on average, a large glass of wine is said to contain the same amount of calories as ice cream, about 228, right?
Okay.
But
like a scoop of ice cream?
Well, like a scoop.
A dish?
Yeah. But guess what? Apparently, drinking two glasses of wine before bed can actually help you lose weight.
Okay.
According to two studies, one by Washington State University and the other by Harvard Medical School, report that they found that there's a polyphenol called resveratrol in red wine that turns white fat into beige fat, which I don't know what that is. But basically two glasses of red wine says...
What's the best kind of fat?
I don't know. But it said mice fed a diet containing 0.1% of resveratrol were able to change their excess white fat into the active energy-burning beige fat, which I guess is better than white fat. It says polyphenols in fruit, including resveratrol, increase gene expression. And this is too much science, but it says it converts into beige that burns lipids off as heat, and it helps keep the body in balance and prevent obesity and metabolic dysfunction.
All right.
20,000 women, those who drank 2 glasses of wine a day, were 70% less likely to be overweight. That's a pretty big number.
Yeah.
70% out of 20,000. Doesn't say in men. Which I don't know. I don't drink a lot of wine. Maybe I should. But there you go. So now you have an excuse to drink 2 glasses of red wine before you go to bed every night, ladies.
There you go.
You're 70% less likely to be.
My wife is into that.
Is she?
Oh, yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah. Bottle of wine at night.
Well, I think if you get too much.
I mean, she's got kids. So
yeah. Well, yeah. If you got kids, you got to be drunk. Yeah. That's just life. So there's a lot of the Murder on the Orient Express purists hated the most recent movie. They preferred the 70s version and, of course, the book itself. Well, a lot of people are like that. I don't remember ever watching the 70s version. I did remember reading the book a long time ago, but I didn't remember anything about it because it's been forever.
Right.
So 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. There's really no sports to speak of tonight.
Yeah, there is, and John hasn't put on the NIT game.
Oh, God.
The Marquette.
You're doing NIT because you bet on it.
Yeah, that's right.
What channel is it on?
I don't know. I'll have to Google. Let me Google that. I would guess ESPN.
But yeah, let me check it first.
Yeah, I'm not even that interested in hockey right now unless I'm betting on it because my team is kind of locked into where it's going to be.
Yeah.
And Leafs are going to be third in their division. So, it's not much left for them to do. The only thing I'm really interested in is the fantasy championship between you and me.
What, yeah. Is this the Penn State game?
Yep.
Okay, here you go.
I'm losing. Criminy.
See, now you're gonna be bummed for the rest of the show.
I gotta go, guys.
See, this is why you should have waited.
I just looked at this. I looked at the score, and it was like it said. While I was trying to find out what channel it was on. Said 31-26 Penn State, 5:13 to go in the second. And I was like, what? The game started at 6. How can it almost be over? I forgot the NIT is doing the 4 quarters thing.
Ah, so it threw you off.
It threw me off. So I'm not panicked.
Interesting.
I'm not panicked. It's like, yeah, this game not going Marquette's pace. If 31-26 with 5:40 to go in or whatever to go in the game. That ain't good. But it's okay now.
Yeah, the Islanders, who suck really bad, they're up to a 2-0 lead on your Penguins.
Son of a...
Well, these things happen. Mm. I still think you'll get the win, but... all right, we're going to take a very quick break. We only got one segment left again?
That's it?
Well, your guy does have 9 saves.
Okay.
He's allowed 2 goals, but he's got 9 saves. We're going to take a quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Why am I giving up the number? It's the last segment.
Yeah, well, no one's calling.
Yeah, nobody's going to call this last segment. And even if they do, we're not going to be able to take them because we have stuff to do here.
I've got it. A quick story I wanted to get to. Did you see Ronda Rousey's interview?
I did not.
So I guess Ronda Rousey last night on Monday Night Raw did a segment where she was kind of discussing her last UFC fight. And these are her quotes. I remember my last fight walking away thinking, God hates me. I had nothing left inside of me. And she said, my husband is amazing. He really brought me out of some tough times. He just looked at me and said, you're not only this, you're more than just a fighter. And she said, that's not a bad thing. That's not something I should be ashamed of. It's something I should embrace.
He didn't count as something left inside her?
Not at the time.
Oh,
no.
Okay. Just ask. Sorry.
And she said, I'm not afraid to care anymore. I needed to be miserable then to be truly happy now. It's all led to this. And I didn't even realize that I've always been on this path. Life happens and things change. I thought the Olympic gold medal was all I was ever going to care about. Then the UFC was all I thought I was ever going to care about. And then life happens and things change. Winning in WrestleMania, it feels like all I've ever cared about. I've been accumulating all the skills along the way to be the best at this. I was always meant to be on this stage. I was always meant to be at WrestleMania. Yeah, that's where she's at now.
Okay.
I can't get over how poorly she took her losses in the UFC.
For somebody who was such a badass, and she was mentally weak. Man.
So soft. I mean, she just had this whole world built up where she was better than everybody. And then when it didn't work out that way, it was just, wah.
Yeah. Well, I had a hey man bleep that, but since we've already done this, I got a better one for you here. You know what she needs to be looking for is the little things in life. And according to...
this better not be a little person story.
According to a study... No, it's not a little person story. But apparently, one of the greatest small victories in life is finding cash in a long, unworn coat pocket.
Okay. Yeah, that always feels good.
Yeah, that actually happened to me. That'll happen about once every couple of years, because especially if I go to the track and I'm wearing like a suit jacket and I win some money, I might put it in the jacket and then forget about it. And then the next time I'm wearing the suit jacket somewhere, it's like, oh, look, a couple hundred bucks. That's a good one.
Yeah.
But basically it says, in fact, any opportunity where our finances receive an unexpected boost, however minor, appears to be a key factor in brightening up our day when we need it. So maybe she just needs
people
to
like to find money.
Yeah. So there's something completely untainted about finding an extra fiver in a coat you haven't worn in a long time. Well, it needs to be more than a fiver, but
I'd take five.
Yeah. I think 20 is kind of the minimum for me to take any joy out of it.
Okay.
Yeah, but here's another one. 24% of the people allow themselves a moment of celebration when a social event they were dreading gets canceled. So I don't want to...
You know, I like that too.
Well, let's just say you were going to have to go to this wedding that was going to be over an hour long, and then there was a four-hour gap.
Right.
And suddenly you got told, well, you don't have to go to the first part.
It feels good.
Yeah, that's not canceled, but that's good, right?
Feels good.
1 in 10 are quietly impressed when they insert a USB stick the correct way around the first time.
I'm one of those.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, I mean, it's a pain in the ass when you think, you're like, why isn't this going in? And then it's upside down.
Yeah. And you figure it out.
All right. Penn State up 7 at half. Not ideal.
Okay.
We got to get on this.
So that's why you need to find some money in your jacket.
Yeah.
Or
find a lot of money in a hurry.
Here's the bad news, though, is that these little wins only give us a happy glow for about 20 minutes on average.
I mean, how much? Listen.
That's pretty good, though.
20 minutes of happiness. I'll take that.
Hey, the study also asked how often we feel happy on a daily basis. The average person can only maintain a positive outlook for about 6 hours a day.
What a sad society.
Yeah, it really is. Wow. 47% would describe themselves as a predominantly positive person. But
you feel like you're...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm...
Jong, predominantly a positive person, you?
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah. Well, that's 66% of us.
Yeah, yeah. I wasn't going to ask you. I know better. But... and then 1 in 10 say they live in a constant glasses half full state.
Okay.
I mean, I'm pretty happy almost all the time. The only time I'm not is if I just don't feel well for some reason. But so I would say I'm above average. I'm probably happy more than 6 hours a day.
Okay. Yeah, not me. I'm like happy maybe like 2 hours a day.
Okay, that's fair.
Maybe three.
Yeah,
When I get home from work.
You also have little kids.
When I get home from work until I go to bed, that's my happy time.
74% of people think that little victory has the power to rescue a bad day from disaster. and give them a sunny
finding $5 in my pocket ain't going to make a bad day a good one.
Yeah, a bad day is going to be a bad day.
Right.
That happens. 37% get a little boost hearing about other people's victories.
Not me. I get jealous. How come I didn't find $5?
See, I don't always like it. Like when the listeners have something positive happen to them, that always makes me happy. 48% say they do their best each day to make sure people know they get the little wins they need.
Okay, there's some good people out there.
But you're,
and then I'm there.
they list the 50 best little victories. Finding money in the coat pocket was one. Two, something you were planning on buying anyway being reduced in price.
That's nice.
That's a good one. Getting an unexpected discount on an item when you reach the checkout.
Yes.
Finding money on the floor. That's kind of similar to the one.
So. Yeah.
Five, getting good weather for a special event.
You know what happened to me the other day that really pissed me off?
No.
Talking about getting an unexpected discount. So, you know, I like to buy those Zions.
Yeah, yeah.
And at the grocery store, I won't name the grocery store that I shop at predominantly, but J.J. Watt also shops predominantly.
Yeah, it's...
And for the most part, I like our little store. But when I went to go buy, all I was getting was these energy drinks. Because I was out. I wouldn't want to go into the week not having any.
Right.
And the way there's like a big display of them on an end cap. And there's a lot of open cases of each flavor. And then there's some closed, like some sealed, not sealed even, but they've got like the plastic wrap around them on the side. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and get a case. So I grab a case of the flavor that I like. I take it to the front. And by the way, there's a big sign that says 2 for $3.
Right.
2 cans for $3. So I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to get 12 cans, do my quick math. It's going to be $18 for 12 cans. I get to the front and I ring it up in the self-checkout thing. Oh, I did get one other thing. I got a bag of Oreos.
Yeah, those were $20.
No. The Oreos were regular price. The case of Zions was $22. I was like, well, wait a minute. And then they started telling me, oh, well, that's how much the case is. And I was like, well, can I just take a can out and scan the can 12 times? She's like, no, because this is a sealed package. So I was like, you're kidding me. So I went back and found one of the cases that was open, didn't have the little plastic sheet around it.
Right. Took out your 12?
Yeah. And in the time that it took me to do that, the lady took away my Oreos that were already bagged, canceled out my transaction. I had to wait in the checkout line again.
I see.
It's garbage.
So that's not a...
Hey, man.
That's not...
that.
Doug says, my wife and I love the show. We listen every day as we're going to class, and she loves the Gym of the Day. The Gym of the Day song is... I mean, it's a classic.
Yeah, of course.
People love that. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Great job, John Lee. Great job, AJ Hoffman. That was pretty meh today. Till tomorrow, stay sports, you bitches. Hello.